Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And Father, thank you so much, Lord, for blessing us today with wisdom and discernment, opening our understanding for the days to come. Thank you so much, Lord, and thank you for preserving your people from the beast. Amen. All right, we're going to call this Preserved from the Beast, number 11. And we'll subtitle it, Will It Be World War III? All right. Well, it looks increasingly possible that President Trump and the military that still answer to him made a secret deal with the Taliban to lure the Biden administration into the tar pit trap that you're seeing now in Kabul. Many more such snares probably could be ahead, too. Patriots war-gamed everything through quantum supercomputer and rigged the field so that the fraudulent administration could step on landmine after landmine until it runs out of breath, so that the people could pry their stolen republic from its cold, dead hands. Amen. And let me say something about this computer thing. I am a personal witness that computers can be demon-possessed and that those demons can be cast out and instantly change, just like a human. It's very interesting. I've done it several times. And this could have some bearing on the plans ahead going awry. That's right. So, what we're hearing is that the Black Swan event is when it all starts. And it starts with a financial collapse, which is upon us now. The Bitcoin data mining center under the Three Gorges Dam is planned to be hit with the rods of God, along with their sex trafficking center and a Chinese Communist Party center, the 24 to 28 nuke reactors will be hit with rods of God, along with deep underground military bases and tunnels. We're told that all of this is being directed by a fifth-generation supercomputer that's calculating the enemy's moves into its predictions. When the enemy makes a move, it recalculates so that these things can be altered, and especially timing. God is sovereign over supercomputers, too. Amen. There is no weapon formed against thee that shall prosper. We know. Okay? So don't worry about a thing. We're hearing that the Starlink satellite system, which is up and running as we can see it up there in the sky at night, a trail of them across the sky, and this is about to take over the old transmission system, including the 5G. Which will cut out the mainstream media. Oh, glory to God. They have been saying that the new internet phone system will be safe for the users. And I believe that this is talking about radiation-wise and probably hacking-wise. Okay. Everything's safe for us because we're not under the curse, right? So let's pray and hurry them along on this thing, right? The Taliban are said to be taking out the deep state government and the bankers and the pedophilia Satanists in Afghanistan and bringing down the opium trade and rich resources that would have gone to China. And we're told that Trump negotiated with them. Well, that's the good news about Afghanistan, and we're going to cover the bad news too. The Taliban have been excluded from Nusra until they toe the line. which is one thing they're going to hold over the head of anybody that starts wars or keeps wars going. In Nasara, by the way. So pray for the Christians there in Afghanistan to have the fear of the Lord and to turn from Babylonish religion to God. He's got promises that cover all of their problems, and they don't know it. So then we heard that they met with the CIA. So it's probable that they are playing both sides. And, of course, we know that this is a thorn in the side of all three superpowers, a bone of contention, a possibility of nuclear war, right? Yeah. And I'm going to share this revelation with you given to Claire Pinar, and it is, we called it, Afghanistan Has Terrible Secrets. Claire said, I dreamed I saw my old friend Sipho. Sipho means gift in Zulu. His second name means faithful. His surname means rock. Sounds familiar, doesn't he? I believe this is representing the Lord or the Lord in his man-child body. Okay. I said to him, I thought you were dead. Well, we know both the Lord and the man-child were dead, right? He smiled and said, nope, I am hidden. Oh, praise be to God. Yes, this is true, of course, of the Lord and his man-child body. They were dead, and they're coming to be resurrected, and they are hidden in the secret place of the Most High. Mm-hmm. But we're getting out of here. I have much to show you and tell you, unquote. I got in the car with him, and he said, I'm going to show you terrible things. Get ready. We stopped in a desert, and we could see Afghanistan in the distance. We were under a few date trees and were walking towards a white tent. Sipho said to me, whatever anyone tells you, it is a lie. They are killing children here. They are passing them off as child sex slaves or brides or grooms, and despicable things are being done. We intercept and rescue them, but no one helps us. You need to help now. Well, I'm thinking that this is saying to us that we need to pray, fast and pray for these children to be spared and to get out of this terrible situation. Obviously, it's a pain in the Lord, right? I walked into the tent, and there were two Afghani men who were very pleased to see me. They gave me water and said, quote, see the precious young ones, unquote. And I walked over to where about 20 children were lying on the floor listlessly. Some were sitting, playing in the dust. I had to fight back tears because each time I looked in their eyes, I could see what they were rescued from. Some from molestation, some from hard labor, some from sex trafficking, and so on. I started touching one child at a time on their heads, praying for them, gently and softly. Okay, if this is the cure, then we can do this in the spirit. We can do it now. Touch these children through your prayers. Okay? She said, when I did so, it was like they were revived and started poking their heads out of the tent with curiosity, and their eyes brightened, and then I heard some quiet laughter. And I thought to myself, this is a huge job. They will track us down, but we must try to save more. Yes. Sipho came to me and he said, we have to do what we can. You continue praying. Okay, that could be the man-child speaking to a bride type there. continue praying. Remember the bride in Esther, you know, had the king's ear, right? Save the people of God. I felt like the tent had supernatural protection, and I felt like the men in the tent, even though they seemed worldly, had supernatural protection. I asked the Lord for a word by faith at random when I woke up. At first, I received Bel and Bella in my Bible at the back in the dictionary. It means destruction. And just underneath were the words sons of Belial, which means worthlessness, and refers to those belonging to Satan. Well, Bel was the dragon of Babylon. The dragon has the first covenant in the book of Revelation, right? The first 3.5 years in Revelation 12. So remember that. We're dealing with the dragon here. Then I asked for a Bible verse, and my finger landed on, quote, no truth in the things whereof they have been informed. Wow, that's a really good confirmation that what Sippo said, that everything you've heard is a lie. And this text, by the way, is in Acts 21 and 24. And what it's saying, obviously, is that we're hearing a lot of lies. And I'm today going to share with you both sides of this story, you know, that could possibly be true. And the things that are hidden, of course, God reveals. So he's doing that too. So this next revelation, we're calling it Getting Out of Afghanistan. And it was given to Winnie Asagueta, 8/28/21. I dreamed there was a large group of people outside by a car garage. They seemed to be having a good time of sorts. As I observed them from the bushes, I saw a green army helicopter that flew over them. It dropped a Molotov cocktail that started a fire among them, and they dispersed. Many got away. Wow. Well, could this be the beginning of something bigger? It says it started a fire. Is it a fire that has been started? Yeah. A war that is being started right now. And Winnie says, Chuck and Zoe and Jaden and I were standing in a beautiful white house that had been previously abandoned. We were staying there to take shelter from a coming storm. Okay, so I believe that this means that the Christians were sheltered by the White House, but both it and they have been abandoned. Okay. Suddenly, the group of people that escaped the Molotov cocktail were at our doors in the White House trying to gain access to the home. And I believe this represents desperate people trying to escape the fires started in Afghanistan. The Taliban want to kill the Afghans who were helping the Americans. The Taliban also released all of the imprisoned Al-Qaeda fighters who were left. You remember that Trump just about wiped them out. Well, here's where, you know, a lot of the really strong criminals were imprisoned. And, of course, we know that they hate Christians and Afghan helpers, right? Al-Qaeda. They marched through the Middle East. Biden and Obama and Hillary were the people who created Al-Qaeda for the purpose of killing their enemies in the Middle East. And they did. So we bolted the doors. At one point, when I opened the door for a moment, they almost got in. They were making threats against us, and I was a bit nervous. These, again, I believe, are talking about desperate people that need to get out of there because the enemy is trying to take them down. Then one of them slipped a note under the door that said, 2 days. Essentially, the note was threatening us, saying we had 2 days to leave or things would get a lot worse and there would be repercussions. Well, Chuck told me that in Afghanistan, the Christians were told that they had 2 days to leave, which I believe their 2 days is up now. She said, I did not know this when I had the dream, so I felt that that was a confirmation of my dream. The 2 days, yes. The Biden regime gave out the names of Americans and allies who want to leave Afghanistan, and they gave it to the Taliban. Essentially, it's a kill list. It looks like the fire is going to get bigger. This is crazy. These people are crazy to do such a thing. I thought on it, and I was tempted to fear, but the Lord dropped into my spirit that He would help us. While still in a dream state, I thought of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they said in Daniel 3:17 and 18, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and He will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. So obviously the threat over there is Babylon, you know. Babylon is, of course, like the CIA visiting these people to make their deal too, you know. And obviously they turned them over as far as giving them the list of who's who. And then I decided I would write them a note back to say that the Lord would help us and deliver us. And then I woke up. And I asked the Lord for a verse by faith at random regarding this dream, and I opened the concordance and received Luke 22:45, in context 45 through 46. And when he rose up from his prayer, he came unto the disciples and found them sleeping for sorrow, and said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. So I just interpret that to mean pray effectually and fervently for the situation in Afghanistan and the saints there. Amen. Okay, this is a situation report, Afghanistan evacuating Christians and Americans. David Fagan, you know, wrote an introduction to this on 8/25/21, and he sent it to me. The U.S., meaning Biden, State Department is intentionally blocking activities to help evacuate Americans and Christians. They have contacted countries that were willing to receive refugees and made them refuse to allow them to enter. They have forced at least 2 flights from the Nazarene airlift to turn around mid-flight and return to the airport. The Nazarene group has rescued 2,100 people. The gates to the airport are now closed with ISIS and Taliban and Al-Qaeda targeting Americans and Christians. Americans at the airport were ordered to return to their cars. Americans are not ordered to shelter in a hotel, which is a perfect hostage collection point, right? At least 10,000 to 45,000 Americans will be left behind. They seem to be shutting down flights early. All news conferences are bold-faced lies, just as we heard from the Lord. Here's a link I'm going to put in here, and this is Glenn Beck, who was personally in the Middle East and He says that the Biden administration is lying to us on Afghanistan, and we just heard that from the Lord, too, evacuation. And there's a link to that. So I know Glenn Beck is a Mormon, but this is about their effort, David says, to help save as many Christians as possible from the obvious. The U.S. State Department, under the direction of the White House, is actively blocking every effort intentionally. Yes, and we heard that the CIA had a meeting with the Taliban. Seems like the Taliban is playing both sides to their advantage. Afghanistan, this is my thoughts here, Afghanistan may be the beginning of an apparent contention between the superpowers, since they all have a stake there. And this may be a plan to bring about, and I'll explain a little bit later, a fake World War III nuclear scare in order, I'm saying this now, in order to bring the world into a covenant. They haven't said this. I just know the MO of history, that the nuclear scare is once again to bring the world into a covenant. So now I'm going to share something from Operation Disclosure. A trigger has been set that will collapse the stock market and introduce the new global financial quantum financial system with gold asset-backed currencies. All this sounds very good, and it is good on the short run. I'll talk about that some too. This trigger is set to go off once the cabal is completely neutralized. Well, this World War III scare is for the purpose of completely neutralizing the cabal. Okay. We'll see that in a minute, too. This act counters the central banking system, the Federal Reserve Bank, the IRS, and USA Incorporated, which are the deep state, Kassarian, shadow government, etc. So this quantum financial system, they don't want. It's going to plunder them. They're fighting against it. Okay. This Friday, the storm is supposed to begin and last from August the 27th to September the 11th, the 20th anniversary of the destruction of the Twin Towers on 9/11. You say, what happened? Well, what always happens? This plan happens notoriously late than they say. And this is a procedure that they've been using consistently in order to draw out the deep state to who wants to try to stop the plan, obviously, because it's going to totally plunder them, so they can arrest more of them. They stick their head up. They have the intelligence of the whole world working for them. When the deep state makes a move, they know it. So they tell them, it's going to happen, it's going to happen, it's about to happen, and then they stick their heads up, whack-a-mole, right? Whack-a-mole. So that's the way they've been arresting them for quite a while, and they haven't caught on because these are stupid demons. Okay? Anyway, Jassara is activated. Again, I'm back to Operation Disclosure. Is activated, designed to remove poverty and all of its consequent ills on Earth. Now, you and I both know that that's just silly New Age stuff. There's a lot of New Age people mixed up in this thing that don't know the Lord. They're looking for 1,000 years of peace from this thing right here. But there is no peace to the wicked, saith the Lord. You're lost. It don't matter if you smile. You're still lost. Okay? During this transition phase, further completion of mass arrests of cabal agents, introduction of Restored Republic and RV, transition to constitutional law, back to the old constitution, not the ones the Democrats have been destroying for years, introduction of gold standard via QFS, Quantum Financial System. Everyone should prepare with at least 3 weeks of food supplies as shortages may occur. The storm has all indications to be a fake nuclear standoff between the U.S. and Russia, complicated by the Chinese Communist Party, Iran, and Israel's hacking of the nuclear reactors worldwide. This is a statement made by the inside people here that this is the plan that they want to show to the world. Okay. These can be seen as biblical events with fake nuclear weapons and cyber attacks to make it look like the beginning of World War III. Let me say, the rods of God from space appear to be nuclear strikes, but they are not. They have a nuclear-like explosion, but there's no radiation. They've already used it, and it works fine. In reality, this gives the alliance, the so-called white hats — there ain't any white hats in this. The white hats are staying back far enough away from this. Anyway, this gives the alliance the opportunity to activate the military worldwide and implement a form of martial law to bring down the cabal, Illuminati, in the largest global military operation in history. Yes, it's true. It's a fake World War III, and it is a dangerous thing to do when you have an enemy that's wise about starting wars like the deep state. Okay? During martial law, Satan-worshipping, child-sacrificing world elites are arrested and their 34 satanic empty landmarks worldwide destroyed, including the Vatican, which, by the way, is boarded up. Unless you ask the mainstream media, then they'll give you pictures of it, but it's boarded up. The White House, closed up, closed down. Washington, D.C., including the Washington Monument. These are our demonic entities, okay? The Getty Museum, Buckingham Palace, which is also boarded up. China's Three Gorges Dam, which is ready for a strike from the atmosphere up there. Through the atmosphere up there, I say. Royals castles, which are boarded up. The CIA headquarters at CERN in Geneva, Switzerland. A vast network of underground tunnels for the Satan-worshipping world elite containing their network of child traffickers. CIA mind control laboratories. Adrenochrome production. Organ harvesting and Bitcoin production facilities. 10 days of darkness. And this blackout would occur worldwide for a short time before the transition to Tesla-free energy, which they have been working on furiously. We got that from a person who is running two of the crews that are working on this. Okay, so while mass arrests continue, Project Veritas will take down the mainstream media satellites while the new Starlink system with EBS takes over to broadcast 7 presidential messages for 3 days and 8 hours of educational videos 24/7 for 10 days each. The martial law will be in place until the various countries are able to hold free and transparent and instantaneous elections using their mobile phones and computers. This is a blockchain voting system. Along with the quantum computer, have established to appoint governments based on concepts from the original Constitution. Sounds very good, doesn't it? Yeah, well, it's not leading to very, very good, except in the near term, right? Okay, this is Into the Nuclear Bunkers, we called this. It's a thing from RT on March the 28th, 2020. It was updated a year ago. On 8/27/21, Bill Steenland wrote, Sure seems odd, especially now that NORAD and NORTHCOM went underground. And there's a link right there to this whole story. You know what they go underground for, right? It's an emergency nuclear threat warning, okay? And I told him, I wrote back to him, I said, it has nothing to do with COVID-19 as they are saying. They're saying that they're doing this in case of COVID-19. No, that's baloney. The military knows that this is not a problem, and it is actually the vaccines that are the plague. They know that. They will, and I went on to tell Bill again, they will prosecute those who foisted this depopulation scam on the world. It's a fake World War III scare to get all the militaries of the world out so that they can then go against the deep state worldwide. Yes, they're going to be bombing their deep state satanic facilities with their rods of God and no doubt other ways too. They're saying that there will be a nuke scare because the nuclear reactors are hacked. That's what they're going to say. This is a World War III scare to bring people to desire the covenant. Remember that as I finish this. After both World War I and World War II, the world fearfully made peace covenants. The League of Nations after World War I, and then the UN after World War II. History just keeps on repeating, doesn't it? Both were attempts to stop coming world wars. This time, the World War III scare is to force the world into the Tribulation Dragon Covenant, which I predicted when Hidden Manna was written many, many years ago. Okay, so what if the left is planning on making this a real World War III? After all, that's what they do. Okay. And having everybody out there with their weapons seems like, oh, no, we don't. Anyway, the text off the link that Bill sent, I'm going to share that with you in just a minute. And it's from last year when the military went to the underground bunkers claiming it was preparation for the pandemic. However, if a real pandemic broke out, all of the military leadership and the political leadership being in close quarters like that would get wiped out by just one infected soldier. I mean, it doesn't make sense. What they were created for is nuclear bunkers. Okay. These bunkers are under the ground of 2,000 feet of granite to withstand a nuclear war. That's what they're created to do. And that's why they go down there, because they want somebody to be left to run everything, right? So, the left tried to start a nuclear war at least twice that I know of under Obama. Putin was smarter than them, and he didn't take the bait, right? This would have legally kept the sitting president in power, but everybody was wise to him, and they didn't take the bait. So what if the right, in their planning a fake nuclear World War III to scare the world into the Nasara-Jasara covenant with many, look, there's 207 nations in it now. They almost have the whole world in it now. All they want is the rest of them to join in, and this would do it. And it looks very much peaceful and prosperous and so on, you know. While the left plans on them making it into a real World War III to stay in power, using their agent provocateurs in their midst to strike at all sides, which they're so good at. They've been doing this for years. They've been starting wars for years. And that's how they make money. So look at the preparation for nuclear world war here under the guise of preparing for COVID. Okay, here's the article. Run for the hills. Pentagon sends teams into mountain bunkers as pandemic preparations go into full swing. The U.S. Northern Command has sent teams of essential staff deep underground to wait out the COVID-19 pandemic. On the surface, more than a million grunts won't be quite as cocooned. Air Force General Terrence O'Shaughnessy heads up the U.S. Northern Command, as well as the Northern American Aerospace Defense Command, a joint U.S.-Canadian operation that monitors the skies over North America for missiles and airborne threats. Notice what they're preparing for, missiles and what they're, you know, needing to be in their underground bunkers for. Missiles and airborne threats. Earlier this week, O'Shaughnessy told reporters via Facebook that some of his watch teams would be moved from their usual command center at Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado to a number of hardened underground bunkers. One of these facilities is the Cheyenne Mountain Bunker Complex, a warren of tunnels buried under 2,000 feet of granite and sealed behind blast doors designed to withstand a 30-megaton nuclear explosion. Quote, our dedicated professionals of the NORAD and NORTHCOM Command and Control Watch have left their homes, said goodbye to their families, and are isolated from everyone to ensure that they can stand the watch each and every day to defend our homeland, unquote. O'Shaughnessy said. He also said that personnel sent underground will share the bunker with other members of the military, but he is, quote, not at liberty to discuss who's moving in there, unquote. Another team has been sent to an undisclosed location, O'Shaughnessy added. Installations like Cheyenne Mountain are integral to the U.S. government's plan to survive a doomsday scenario. In the event of an existential threat to the U.S., a nuclear attack, for instance, the president and his officials, as well as a contingent of political, military, and civilian leaders, would be immediately evacuated to four secure facilities to run the country from deep underground. These facilities are Cheyenne Mountain, the Presidential Emergency Operations Center under the White House, Raven Rock Mountain Complex in Pennsylvania, and Mount Weather Emergency Operations Center in Pennsylvania. While the ongoing COVID-19 crisis has not triggered a mass exodus from Washington, it has prompted military leaders to take steps to ensure that they remain combat ready. Combat ready. Okay. This has nothing to do with being plague ready. After admitting that the U.S. military's readiness could be affected by the pandemic, of course, Defense Secretary Mark Esper stated that on Thursday that the Pentagon would stop publishing precise details of COVID-19 cases within its ranks to avoid revealing weaknesses to America's adversaries. Well, one weakness could be just, like I said, one guy going down in there with, I wouldn't say not with COVID, but with the vaccine. Yeah. As some of O'Shaughnessy's forces head for the hills to wait out the pandemic in hermetic isolation, millions more on the surface will not have the same luxury. Army engineers have already been deployed to New York to scout locations for field hospitals, as the Empire State accounts for more than a third of the country's 112,000 cases of the illness. With the crisis deepening, the U.S. military appears to be adopting an all-hands-on-deck approach, both on the ground and under. Though the U.S. military is forbidden from carrying out law enforcement duties on American soil, by the way, that's gone now. President Trump signed an executive order on Friday authorizing the call-up of up to a million reserve and retired Army, Navy, Air Force, and Coast Guard personnel. So, there you are. These reservists could be called upon to assist civilian authorities in responding to the pandemic. But they've already said what they're going to use these people for. And it's to take out Antifa and Black Lives Matter and the rest of the anarchists when they stick their head up mad because President Trump's back in office. As the nearly 10,000 National Guard troops already deployed have been doing, on Saturday, Esper announced a modified law that would provide federal funding for states looking to deploy more of these troops. On top of this, two hospital ships have been sent to assist with treating patients in New York and Los Angeles. All right, my thoughts. This nuclear scare to bring all nations into a covenant at this time could become real because there is a covenant expected in September that will bring with the Lord appearing in his man-child reformers, whose recompense is before him. That's how the Lord says he's coming. His recompense is before him. His reward is with him. And then a real World War III comes. Okay, why do I say that? Well, what do we know is coming? And possibly in September, when the 7 day, representing the 7 years of the Feasts of Trumpets and Tabernacles. And that's, of course, the tribulation, the seven trumpets, you see. And that the first trump, of course, begins the tribulation. And with what? A covenant with many. Here we are. It's right here at our door. If it's going to be this coming year, as many people have predicted, and I thought it very well could be, especially since we've seen that heard prophetically that Trump's going to have one more jurisdiction over the U.S., and it would probably end up being in the middle of the tribulation period as prophesied. Is this a coincidence that these two covenants happen to be happening at the same time? Or it looks like they could happen at the same time? I don't think so. There's no such thing as a coincidence. The man-child and the tribulation and the beginning of World War III is seen in Revelation 6, 1-8. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice of thunder, "Come." And I saw, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat thereon had a bow. And there was given unto him a crown. And he came forth conquering and to conquer. Now, we prove very well in Hidden Manna for the End Times, our book, that Jesus manifests in the man-child ministry by word and by spirit, and that the white horse rider is that person. Jesus came the first time in a body of the Son of David, and now he's coming in the second time in a spiritual body of the Son of David. And when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, "Come." And another horse came forth, a red horse. And to him that sat thereon, it was given to take peace from the earth. Not just a corner of the earth, the earth. That they should slay one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. Yeah, this is the spirit that rides upon that horse. Right? The spirit that rides upon the first horse, we know, is Jesus. Okay, and this second horse is world war, real world war. Notice that we started with a fake World War III, and now we're ending with a real World War III. I'm not saying that God can't overrule me on this. It's just that it looks way too coincidental to be just happenstance, right? And when he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature saying, "Come." And I saw, and behold, a black horse, and he that sat thereon had a balance in his hand. And I heard, as it were, a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A measure of wheat for a shilling, three measures of barley for a shilling, and the oil and the wine hurt thou not." Wow, a food shortage is exactly what they've been working towards with their weather warfare, with their poisoning the ground, with they're doing buying up land all across America and across the world and sidelining it so it can't be used for making food. So the food storage is already started. Get some food in your houses and be ready to multiply it. And when he openeth the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, "Come." And I saw, and behold, a pale horse, and he that sat on him, his name was Death. And Hades followed with him. Yes, you can bet. And there was given unto them authority over a fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword and with famine and with death and by the wild beasts of the earth. So the first seal there, the man-child coming forth, that only takes a moment. The very next thing that happens is a world war. Is it surprising that it's coming now when the history of world wars always brings us to a covenant? And now it's about to do it again, right? So, let me say, I'm just going to share some more with you soon. Coming tribulation and beast covenant. I've said for a long time that Nasara Jassara is good in the beginning because Trump, as Cyrus, is using it to free the people of God from Babylonish captivity and giving them the money to rebuild the kingdom of God. That's going to be done. Okay, that's happening. Okay. The second stage of this covenant that I've been quiet about for several reasons that are of God, because God has had me to stay quiet about it up until this moment. The people of God need to accept this first stage because it's good. It's a repetition of history that rebuilds the kingdom. It's good, okay? But they need to opt out of the second stage of this because it leads to a one world order, yes, uniting all the nations, with a world currency, and ultimately the mark of the beast in the middle of the tribulation period. So this part is a return of the same kind of communist deep state tyrants that we're getting rid of in stage one. They're coming back, as I've said so often to you. And although it's not going to be the same people, but although we must refuse their mark, we do not make physical war against it. Now, I'll tell you why. Some people think we have to stop it. We have to stop this. It's going to bring the mark of the beast. No, we don't have to stop it. It's prophesied by God in order to separate the tares from the wheat. God told you about it so many, many, many years ago, and yet not one time has he tried to stop it. And if he tried to stop it, he would stop it. And he doesn't want to stop it because it's his plan. God has all vessels of honor and dishonor, and it's his plan to make sure the only people that enter into his kingdom are the true, down to their hearts, children of God. So, if the Nasara Jassara covenant is ultimately the covenant with many, which is upon us, does this make President Trump the Antichrist? Many will think so, but they will be wrong, as they usually are, and as we will see. We should not lose sight of the fact that history is repeating because God is on the throne, and he said it always will be. It always will repeat. Cyrus of the Medo-Persian beast empire conquered the Babylonian beast empire. So what do we find out from this? That they are both beasts. Both of them. Yes. This one too. They're both beasts. I know that so many people are putting their hand over their heart, you know. Pledging allegiance to this beast. No, you're not supposed to do that. You're forbidden to do that, matter of fact. But Cyrus Trump is setting us free in stage one, so we should give the Lord the credit through him, right? In stage one, the Babylonian deep state faction including their church faction, which is a part of the Dragon too, by the way, crucified the man-child and the bride before the tribulation in order to get them ready to lead and to teach and to reform the church in their stage too, which is the wilderness, tribulation, crucifixion. So, everybody's got to be crucified in their time. If you don't lose your life, you won't gain your life. The man, child, and bride are losing their life now. The church is going to do it in the tribulation. This is the same MO from the Lord. For two different groups of people and two different times. First, we must be educated of the real kingdom, because they don't know what it looks like. Show the house to the house. The house doesn't know what the house is supposed to look like. Yeah, well, that's why we read the Bible diligently, because that's exactly what it's supposed to look like. So first, we have to be educated of what the real kingdom is and how it's set up. And it demands that we need to take the test, which is the tribulation or the trial. It's the tribulation. That's the test. We'll find out who is a real Christian and who not. There are a lot of so-called Christians who are going to take the mark of the beast because they have the spiritual mark of the beast already. That's why. In their mind and in their hand, in their mind of the flesh and in their works of the flesh. Okay? They have the mark of the beast, so they're going to take this mark of the beast. So why are we wrong to think Trump is the Antichrist? The coming Prince of the Covenant. I want to share this with you. The majority of God's people will not recognize the beast and subsequently the covenant because of traditional carnal letter interpretations. Daniel 9 and 26 says, "The people of the Prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with the flood. Even unto the end shall be war." War. Desolations are determined. Notice, the prince whose people destroyed Jerusalem in 70 AD is also he in the same sentence who makes the covenant with many almost 2,000 years later. Verse 27. "And he shall make a firm covenant with many for 1 week." So, the one back there, the prince back there that made war in 70 AD and tore down Jerusalem, he's the same one that's going to make the covenant for many with many for 1 week today. The prince here is either a 2,000-year-old man, which Trump is not, or he is resurrected before the first resurrection that John saw after the tribulation, or he is a spirit prince. Since the first conclusions are obviously not possible, we're left with a spirit prince. Here is a clue to the solution. All of the princes in Daniel's text, in two chapters there, were either angel princes or demon princes. All of them. Which we call principalities. In Ephesians 6 and 12. Of the three evil principalities mentioned, the first ruled over the Persian beast. The second ruled over the Grecian beast. The third ruled over the Roman beast, which was the prince that shall come, whose people destroyed Jerusalem. And in Daniel's vision, a man clothed with linen, who is described like Christ, said, "But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, but lo, Michael, one of the chief princes," Michael's a prince, he is a principality, he is not a man, neither is the kingdom of Persia's prince a man. His is a demon. Those are demons. Michael, of course, is one of God's princes. "Came to help me." And verse 20 goes on to say, "I return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I go forth, lo, the prince of Greece shall come." And, of course, then came what? Rome. Yeah. So after the principalities of Persia and Greece came the principality of Rome. It's not a man, or he's 2,000 years old. It's a principality. And the sixth beast, head of the world, was Rome, which died and will be resurrected in the tribulation. Revelation 13 and 3. And I saw one of his heads, one of the seven heads, one of the heads. It's not talking about a man here, for goodness sake. The seven heads on the body of the beast kingdom, which is the UN, throughout the earth. And I saw one of his heads as though it had been smitten unto death, and his death stroke was healed, and the whole earth wandered after the beast. Well, the Roman Empire is being revived in our day. Its principality is returning, and he shall make a firm covenant with many for 1 week. It's a principality. We also see here an angel prince, Michael, warring with these demon princes, right? Daniel 12 and 1 says, at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince who standeth for the children of thy people. Notice that just as Michael is a prince from heaven over a body inhabited by Christ the King, so this principality is returning from the abyss to rule over a beast body inhabited by Satan, a king. Revelation 17 and 8. The beast that thou sawest was and is not and is about to come up out of the abyss and go into perdition or destruction. So this last beast with the seven heads represents the seed of all the previous beasts in the one UN body, which is the body of all lost mankind, whose spirits and souls are born from the abyss through the hordes of demons from the abyss. John 8 and 23 says, and he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. He's talking to the religious leaders, for goodness sake. You're from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Now, if you want to see this, a lot more evidence for this, you go read Hidden Manna for the End Times. That's our book. I'll put a link here, you know. So, okay, I'm going to do this one more time. The true nature of the Antichrist. The majority of God's people have always been wrong on any given issue, so we dare not look for the truth in their traditions or their Bible schools. Remember, Jesus did not go to any of the Bible schools of the Pharisees because they were all full of baloney. Okay? The people of God have been deluded by traditions of men concerning the Antichrist. While they are waiting for the handsome, charismatic, Satan-possessed leader to rise up and conquer the world, and they should show pictures of him and all this. It's happening in the spirit under their noses. As we saw, the spirit is a large thing. If you are not willing to add to or take away from the word, look up the term Antichrist. Everywhere it's used in the Bible, you can read every one of them in your concordance, and you will see. You'll get a revelation. As a matter of fact, you'll wonder where the traditional idea of him as an individual came from. And that's provided that you respect only the scriptures and not your traditions. Okay. And among these verses, we're told how to tell who is the Antichrist. 1 John 4 and 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but prove the spirits, plural, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Notice that God speaks of discerning spirits, plural, in men. And verse 2, you know, goes on to say, every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit. Notice that the question is not, has Christ come in the flesh, but is he presently in the flesh of the people that you are discerning? Okay. Verse 3. Now listen carefully. And every spirit that confesseth not Jesus is not of God. Every spirit that confesseth not Jesus is not. That's a very large group of people. This, look what he says. This is the spirit of the Antichrist. Uh-oh. We're seeing right here in the text that this is a corporate spirit that is called the Antichrist. There is no man in the Bible called the Antichrist. Nobody. Whereof you have heard that it cometh, and now it's in the world already. So it was in the world back then. This is not some guy showing up today. Okay, we see that every spirit that is false is the spirit of the Antichrist. The Antichrist incorporates all whose spirit does not confess that Christ is in them. That's what he just said. You are of God, my little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Notice there's only two there. He that's in you, he that's in the world. One spirit's the spirit of Christ, one's the spirit of Antichrist. Okay? There are only two corporate spirits. He that's in you, the spirit of Christ, or he that's in the world, the spirit of Antichrist. All are one in Christ because they have his spirit. Galatians 3:28. You all are one man in Christ Jesus. Oh, corporate body, corporate spirit. Romans 8:9. If any man hath not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So that's all those fallen spirits out there that make up the spirit of Antichrist. However, Solomon revealed that the corporate body of the beast has one common unregenerate spirit, Ecclesiastes 3:18. I said in my heart, it is because of the sons of men, that they may see that they themselves are but as beasts. Yea, they have all one breath. Well, now you can take that as breath, but the Hebrew word is also the word for spirit. They have one spirit. What is it? The spirit of Antichrist. The Holy Spirit first recreates in one corporate man the body of Christ. The born-again, life-giving spirit. 1 Corinthians 15:45. The born-again, life-giving spirit of Jesus from heaven, and then fills that spirit with himself. A corporate body of unholy spirits also recreates in one corporate man a corporate spirit born from the abyss, the Antichrist. 1 John 5:19, we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in the evil one. There's that other one. Body of Christ, body of Antichrist. The beast is the body of man that is filled with the spirit and nature from below. Revelation 17:8. In Daniel's vision of future great kingdoms that would rule the world, four great beasts came up from the sea. That's four of the seven that the last beast is ruled by. Okay, Daniel 7:3. Scripturally, there have been many corporate beasts, but the one world corporate beast of Revelation is also coming. In Jesus' teaching, we can see these opposing corporate men in the bodies of Christ and Antichrist. Matthew 12:30 says, he that is not with me, Christ, is against me, Antichrist. There's only two. If you want to study this in depth, go to our Hidden Manna book for the end times. Again, I'll put the link here. Now, what am I suggesting? I am suggesting that there is a fake World War III that could bring, well, that will bring the man-child body and a real World War III at the beginning of the tribulation. And there is an Armageddon War at the end of the tribulation. That would be a World War IV, but they don't call it that. They call it Armageddon, right? Okay, so that's not a problem. So this is a possibility, a strong possibility, what I'm saying to you now. I think that we need to be ready. Well, thank you so much for joining us, saints. God bless you, and we'll do this again very shortly. I love you so much. Keep in prayer for those four people over there. And good night, and God bless you.